You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Now, of course, it wouldn't be New York if it wasn't a cold New Year's Eve, so people have bundled up in their warmest winter clothing and are already standing in line at the spectator entrances to Times Square, even though they don't open until 3 this afternoon. Some people have been online since 4 this morning.
Aside from the bright lights Times Square naturally brings, the second most colorful ones are red and blue. Some heavy NYPD presence here in the heart of Times Square, but folks already traveling far and wide for this, or at least two states over, meet Haley, trekking from Pennsylvania.
My sister texted me, and she said, do you want to go to New York at 9? She gets off, and I said, okay.
Yeah, and TJ Whittem, VP of Communications for the Times Square Alliance, says people show up early no matter the weather.
We want to make sure that they have the best experience possible, and I know that they want to experience as much of it as possible, so that involves a very long day.
2026, New York's ready for you. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Times Square.
Now, among the live performers scheduled to take the stage in Times Square tonight, 50 Cent, Chappell Roan, Charlie Puth, Mariah Carey, and the great Diana Ross, a long list of others. If you don't plan on visiting Times Square yourself this evening, then the place to be is right here with 1010 Winds for our live coverage of the ball drop. A new year, of course, means new resolutions to make. New Yorkers have been sharing their resolutions with 1010 Winds, among them making more time to do the things we love. Reading, for instance.
Get back to reading books. Well, if I could do one a month, but I can't do that. So maybe we'll, that'd be amazing. I mean, that maybe we'll, let's start with like six.
And that's exactly the kind of resolution experts say you should make. Small, realistic, and doable so it doesn't feel like you're just setting yourself up for failure. Well, a pretty scary moment underground, stirring up some questions about the MTA's brand new subway fare gates. A 5-year-old girl got her head stuck in one of the gates at the Broadway Lafayette station yesterday afternoon. The mother telling Pix 11 her daughter was caught between the doors and a bystander had to help pull her free. She was taken to a local hospital to be looked at because of swelling to the head. Now, a spokesperson from the MTA says they're evaluating the new gates' performance and learning more every day about how to design modern, effective fare gates for the city. Well, the Willowbrook Mall in Wayne, New Jersey, will reopen this morning after shots fired inside sent shoppers running. Police say at least one shot was fired inside the food court just after 7 last night. They believe it started with some kind of physical altercation. Teens who were inside telling Channel 7 the sound of gunfire triggered panic and a rush for the exits.
I was shaking like crazy. Like I was shaking like crazy.
And I just kept getting pushed by a bunch of people.
Now, luckily, no one was hurt. Two adults and one juvenile were taken into custody, we're told, but the person who fired the gunshot is still being sought. Well, a teenager is now in critical condition after a shooting at a NYCHA complex in Brooklyn. Cops say a 15-year-old boy was shot early this morning at the Albany Houses in Crown Heights around 4 a.m. on Bergen Street. The teen taken to Kings County Hospital is now critical. So far, no word of any arrests being made. Now, tonight, New Year's Eve, of course, that means it's time to make New Year's Eve resolutions. If you haven't made one yet, you better get on it. New Yorkers shared some thoughts with 1010 Winds about their hopes, wishes, and goals for 2026.
Being at peace and being joyful and happy and being in New York.
Now, experts have some suggestions. They say keep resolutions specific and meaningful if you hope to keep them. Best to focus on fresh starts and personal growth, they say. Well, New York is about to welcome its next mayor. As you've been hearing on 1010 Winds, Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani will be sworn in just after midnight at the Old City Hall subway station. New York Attorney General Letitia James will administer Mamdani's oath of office there. And later in the afternoon, Senator Bernie Sanders will publicly swear in Mamdani on the steps of City Hall before a block party stretches up Broadway. After weeks of wavering, outgoing Mayor Eric Adams now says he will attend Mamdani's inauguration, telling WABC 7 Radio he wants to show a smooth, peaceful transition of power. If you'd like to go as well, the event on Thursday afternoon is open to all New Yorkers, but space is limited and you are asked to RSVP. The link to that RSVP is at transition2025.com/inauguration.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.